And more than we do.
We went to see the Avengers the other day. We went to see the Avengers.
How was it? I haven't seen any Avengers movie.
It's a little
Ethics Board, York County Water Authority meeting of May 17th, 2018. Roll call, Commissioner Simic.
Here.
Commissioner Kearney.
Here.
Chairman Shea.
Here.
Reading of the minutes.
I move that we waive the reading of the minutes. Second.
Go ahead. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? None. Motion carried.
Approval of the minutes.
I move that we approve the minutes of the meeting held on May 3rd, 2018.
I'll second. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? None. Motion carried. Reports.
Reports. Legal Department, meeting with representatives from the Erie County Board of Ethics.
Ms. Murphy?
We're in, I'm sorry, you got the wrong one.
No, I moved it, I changed it, Margaret, I was going to do audit first, but then I realized we posted ethics first, so I...
Okay. All right, then. We had a meeting with the chairman, following the letter that we had sent to Leslie Ortiz Fogg, who has been assigned by the county attorney's office to give legal advice to the Erie County Board of Ethics. We got a request last week if we could meet. So myself, Commissioner Chairman Shad, and Secretary McCracken and I, along with Jackie Mutina, sat down with the chair, Stephen Schwartz, and with Ms. Fogg to discuss my letter. As you recall, my letter indicated that our correspondence, our email correspondence has been going back, is that they are under the impression that we cannot change their form. We had proposed that the form wouldn't be changed in substance, but literally in form. Instead of saying that we are reporting our fiduciary responsibilities to the County of Erie, we would be reporting potential conflicts that would be for the Erie County Water Authority. I pointed out provisions of the public authorities law to them that shows that that's really when we file a financial disclosure statement each year, that is really what our obligation is to do. Now, Mr. Schwartz, who is the chair, he is not an attorney. He is retired. He is a psychologist by trade. He worked for the state, and he has taught ethics to non-lawyers. His belief was such that this form was adopted. It can't be altered, even by us changing it is basically swapping out the name County of Erie for the Erie County Water Authority. He was under the, in my view, a mistaken impression that their local law, which is done under the Home Rule message, a local law that really dictates what the county does for county employees, is the only law that they follow. And although we try to point out that the laws passed by the state legislature set forth policies that they are supposed to embrace, and by not looking at the public officer's law and what our obligation is, that they're missing a whole aspect of what, you know, our fiduciary duty is to this organization. He then responded simply by saying that there are other public authorities, the Buffalo Municipal Housing Authority, the Buffalo Sewer Authority, who have never raised a complaint about the form of recording, you know, do you have a conflict with the County of Erie? Do you have any contracts with the County of Erie? And that they've never raised a problem with it. So, I guess we left the meeting agreeing to disagree. I then followed up with one of the attorneys who I know because they were meeting Monday. I also sent Ms. Fogg a letter because Commissioner Kearney was very interested in this, particularly because both he and Commissioner Shad are licensed attorneys, and some of us are licensed professional, and we want to make sure we're doing exactly what the public authority wants us to do. Commissioner Kearney said to me, get that in writing. So I sent an email to Ms. Fogg saying one of our commissioners had said that whatever their determination, he wants it, that we want it in writing. I haven't gotten that correspondence. I told him I was having the meeting today. I will do a follow-up. Either Jackie and I will do a follow-up. But as it stands now, and what the ABO has even said, they really kind of control the game on this. Now, one of the things during the meeting that they kept emphasizing with us is that we should have our own Board of Ethics, our own internal thing. And we assured them we do. It's about 25 years old, some of the procedures that we're using. We're going to be updating it. But the public authorities law doesn't necessarily require us to do that. It requires us, because those who appoint you to this board come from an appointing authority outside of this organization, and that the county has some oversight here, as they have some minor oversights over other things that we do here. But as I understand it from the one board member who was there, they just want to get through this year. So it stands that, one, they've said we don't have to file anything for 2016, which was an oversight on our part, and they never contacted anybody to tell them to file. Two, they want us to file the form that was designed for county employees and have us file it. Jack Matina has worked on, and I think has done a really excellent job, on instructions as to those employees, including yourselves, who are responsible for filling out the form, how to fill out the form, so that you walk through it, because it will be a little confusing for people saying, why am I asked, do we have any contracts with the county? So Jackie has done a really nice instruction sheet that Karen and I have looked at. Karen has some great suggestions, so probably later today, Karen and I and Jackie, we're going to finalize that and get that finalized with the secretary and with the chair so we can do that. But that leaves us, though, with an issue that you have to decide. And I'm going to tell you what my concern is. I understand that they're telling us we don't have to file for 2016, but understand one thing. We were obligated to do it. And maybe it was an oversight on everybody's part last year, but these things are subject to FOIA requests. And I would hate for someone to go to the county and say, hey, give me what was filed on behalf of the Erie County Water Authority for 2016, and they say nothing. And the mere fact that we have a letter that says, well, they told us we didn't have to do it. I know Commissioner Carney had that concern. I think it's something you have to decide. So here's what I'm laying out for you to discuss and decide on your own. One, what do we do about 2016? Do we file the county form that was designed for 2016 and file it with the Erie County Board of Ethics? Or two, do we just have our form, file it internally with us, okay? Or do we take that form and try to file it with them? And then, of course, we will have to file their form this year, and we do have to file our form this year. We have a 30-day extension. Commissioner Carney, again, had asked at the last meeting, and that was communicated to me, you know, can they give us a 30-day extension? The answer is to that is yes. It's the ministerial thing, and it's one thing under Article 18 of the General Municipal Law that they can, you know, change the date of when these financial disclosure statements are filed. So yes, they can do that. That's not something that we're going to be held accountable for. But we will have to fill out their form, and we'll have to fill out our form. But now there's the question of what to do about 2016, and that to me I think is a decision that you three need to discuss now and decide and make a motion as to what he wants to do on that. And then once you do that, Jackie and Karen and myself will sit down and we'll do the appropriate instructions so we can get this out to everybody.
Just to follow up, my questions at the last meeting were, one, I did not believe the county had the right to say we don't have to file for 2016.
Yeah.
Two, my understanding of this is a state requirement, and the county is only a depository. Mm-hmm. The county is only the place where we file these things. So I'm not quite sure why we're having all these conversations with the county mm-hmm. when they really aren't the controlling entity in this. If we have a question about the type of form that should be filed, we should be talking to the state about that. But anyhow, if I'm wrong, then I'm yeah. glad to be wrong, believe me. But it would be my suggestion that we file if the county is telling us that this is the form that is to be filed, that's the form that we file, and we file it for 16, we file it for 17. If there's a question about it after, I certainly would like some follow-up on this. Mm-hmm. I don't believe we have the ability to change their form simply because we don't like what it says. Mm-hmm. This is the file that they give us, and they tell us to file it, to fill it out, sign it, file it, then that's exactly what we're going to do.
Right. Well, and let me just address a couple things that you said there. First of all, they're not just a depository. I think one of the concerns that they had is right now is their busy season. And they're going to be getting, you know, every person in the county, every public authority, and then they take those reports and they divide it among the members of the ethics committee. That's a hard-working board. And then they review everything. They want to make sure, and they're comparing it to prior filings for people, so they really do, and they are they have the enforcement powers. They can refer things to the district attorney's office. They can do internal civil enforcement themselves, including the imposing of fines. And so they are basically holding every person accountable who's supposed to be filing a financial disclosure statement to make sure they have done it. They're supposed to, and we have to send them a list as to who in this organization, and for this year, the list is kind of silly, but we're going to be changing that in the future. That's something that this committee will do. We'll look as to who should be reporting from this organization. Who are the individuals who hold positions that outside influences could affect how they do their job here, that they could breach a fiduciary duty they have to this authority, and therefore they should be filing financial disclosure statements disclosing what those conflicts are.
But we missed the deadline for 16 and 17 to submit a separate list. So right now we're bound by their list.
That's right. We're bound by their list. And we are bound. I mean, initially when Commissioner Shad and I were discussing this problem early on, and he suggested, let's amend their form, which was easy to do. We thought it was going to be a simple process that they would say, yeah, this is just not a change in substance. It's just a small, minor change in form. Fine with us. But we sent it to them merely because we did recognize they're supposed to prescribe to us the form that we file for purposes of the public authorities law. They've done it. It doesn't, in our view, it doesn't. But here's the good news. In talking to Rebecca Town, who is one of the board members, there's two, and Commissioner Carney, you would know the second person because I did too. Now it slipped my mind. But there's another attorney on their board. Why? I don't know why it slipped my mind. Who's actually a pretty good municipal attorney. They have left open that they're going to work with you, this committee. And what we want to try to do next year is to the form. And I've offered that I will be willing to adopt to make their life and the county attorney's life any local law that they think that has to be done by local law that makes it, you know, that basically requires them to look at the, you know, our way we file differently than everybody else because what we think the public authority laws will do. So they're willing to work with us, and there are attorneys on that committee who's willing to work with us like as a joint venture so that we can correct this in a timely fashion so it will be in effect for May 15th of next year. So that's the good news that comes out of all of that. Now the big issue for you to decide today is what do you want to do about 2016 so that Jackie, who's taking the lead in the instructions, and Karen and I can finalize everything. What do you want to do about 2016? That's the decision.
I mean, I think, to me, it's a very obvious thing. We file for both years. I mean, it's very simple. We file a county form for both years. The additional thing, though, is we do have our own policy, and we're going to talk about 11. Policy 11 drives a single-page form of our own,
right,
which also, it captures different information. So the 2017 filing is for 2017. It's not a look back.
Right.
And the 2018 is for 2018 and also not a look back. I think the people who file, which includes the commissioners, that we end up under, to do the drill correctly now, the county form for 17 and 18, looking back to 16 and looking back to 17, and we do our form for 17 and 18. But in order to make our form work for 17, it's going to have to recite because I believe it's supposed to be notarized, that it's for that year.
Right.
Otherwise, it will be a current statement of a current condition, and we wanted to cover last year. So I don't think there's any prohibition on adding that clarity by label, but I would do it on the forms that we asked people to sign for last year.
I agree. I think we file the 2016-2017 utilizing the list which was provided to us, not our list, because I think our list is not complete.
No, but we have to use our list.
We have to use our list.
No. I'm talking about our the list of people on our internal ethics committee. We're going to use the county list of employees, and we're going to go by that.
County doesn't have a list.
Well, I reviewed this with Karen. I think Karen understands which two I mean. Correct, Karen?
Yes.
Okay. There's a list of individuals that has been circulated. That's the list that we're going to use.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. But that list that Karen and Jackie and Sherry put together, that list complies with Policy 11. Now, it turns out Bob fell out of the cracks. But Bob, as he said to us, and to his credit, wants to lead by example. He's not going to have people who under, you know, under him reporting things that he himself wasn't going to report. So Bob made it very clear to us at the beginning, told Karen first, brought it to our attention. We confirmed with Bob. Bob says, I'm going to fill out this form. Actually, Bob was the only one who actually did the form last year. Because he was so used to doing it, he filled it out. He had it notarized. He's the one who's got a notarized statement from last year, but no one asked for it, so he's in his drawer. But the funny thing is, Bob said, no, I want to be put on the list. I'm going to do it, even though I'm not required to do it, because I've got a lot of people under me, and I don't want them to ask, why do I have to do it and you don't? So he wanted to lead by example, so I think he should be commended about that. So if I understand you, we're going to do our form. We're going to note on that form that people are reporting any conflicts that they have currently, because it's going to be dated in this year, 2018. But then we also want them to do one that basically is basically making them attest that last year in 2017 that they had no conflicts that went unreported to us.
Correct.
Okay,
well,
we can do that.
I thought you just reported they aren't accepting our form.
No, that's for us. Our employees have a duty. In fact, I signed one as soon as I started employment here. I had to fill it out at employment. But we had a form that was designed about 25 years ago. The person who now is had been gone, an attorney who hasn't been with us for 25 years, she designed this form because it was in keeping with what was required in those days. We've never changed that form. So, and if we change the form now, it can't take effect until next year. So we will be changing our forms, working with this committee, and determining what you want reported. And it might be just simply, so.
Let me make myself, I guess yeah. I'm not making, I'm yeah. not clear here.
Yeah.
We are using the county form for the years 2016-2017.
To file with them.
Correct. And whatever else we do, that's internal. I don't want to deal with that right now.
Well, we
I'm
have
saying,
to.
All right, then they're going to sign all three, or both of them, yeah. whatever it may be.
Yeah.
But let's make it clear, we are going to comply
right.
with the requirement for the years 2016-2017 with the county ethics board.
Okay.
Correct?
So the form that the county designed in 2016 for 2016, the form that they've designed for this year that, you know, that covers 2017.
Correct.
Those forms are going to be filed in the format they should have been filed. We'll fill that out and we'll send that out. That's fine. So Jackie will now just modify her thing to say 2016 and 2017. Additionally, I think Commissioner or Chairman Shad is also saying that our form, that's you know that it was made promulgated by Policy 11, that basically talks about current conflicts. Do you currently have a conflict? That would have been filed last year, which would have said, do you have any current conflicts as of May 15th of 2017? That's when that would have been filed. It talks in more in current. Do you currently have a conflict? And that is filed every year with us. We're going to do that, but Commissioner Shad wants that our form to at least note that you were talking about that whatever conflicts you had last year when you would have signed it. And then this year, which would be May the 15th, but we're going to extend it to June the 15th, any conflicts that you currently have. And I think moving forward, what we're going to have to do is we can't wait for someone to file that form annually. I think we have to make it clear, and it almost is somewhat says in our policy, that basically every employee who is subject to reporting has an ongoing duty to report a conflict as soon as it arises. So the mere fact that you sign it today and then tomorrow you end up, you know, getting a 25% share of a company who does business with us, it doesn't mean that because you did it the day after you filed the form that you don't tell us for another year. So that's one thing moving forward that we will strengthen on our policies. Okay? And also on that note, I'm going to be giving these to you guys shortly in governance and in audit. There are some model ethics policies that the ABO has developed that I think can be a starting place for us to look, at least to make sure our policies encompass everything that they recommend and more.
Right, we're on the right, same page on all four.
Yes. Okay, so we're going to make a motion on that then?
We need, I'll so move that we file the two county forms for 2016 and 17 and our own form under policy 11 for both 2017 and 2018.
I'll second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? No hearing on the motion passed. Motion carries. Okay.
Communication and bills? We have none. Unfinished business? We have none. New business. Discussion of policy 11, procedures, paragraph 2, provision that the board may appoint a three-member panel to advise on any question.
I put this on the agenda because we have policy 11 drives our form. It also has a provision that apparently has never, ever been used, that in seeking guidance in ethics, we can appoint a panel. And even though the reorganization meeting had a provision that says the chairman can appoint committees, we have an existing policy that says the board, and I think it's the ethics board, makes this call. So that's why it's on the agenda. What I would like to propose, and get consensus from my fellow commissioners,
Chairman Chad, when it says board in our policy, it means the board, not the committee. So you can recommend the adoption. I know what you want to do. So you would recommend. It would be the board.
Either way, it's going to get. But the issue is that it's not a unilateral decision made by the chair.
Right.
And for my purposes, I mean, I've worked with people who have worked on ethics board and had a consulting body. I have always found them to be positive. That is, that they tend to help the institution catch mistakes. More importantly, they tend to be a good sounding board for when you need to revise a policy. And this is the policy that we'll have to revise, both as to who has to report and the substance of what we want to capture in our form. So I think it's a very appropriate time to do it. And what I'd like to get consensus on is that we will find three people, not employees of this institution, and ask them to join us in this venture to be on that panel. I mean, I'd like to reach out to people, you know, in the public, people like Paul Wolf was on, pushed open government issues, people who are focused on that, to help kind of be a sounding board, be a conscience, if you wish, to help us there. And commissioners, you can tell me what you think about.
I think it's a great idea. I would suggest that one of the persons should be either one of the staff attorneys. There should be someone from this institution on that committee. I would also suggest that whoever serves on that committee sign a non-disclosure agreement.
Non-disclosure agreement?
Confidentiality. if you're going to be reviewing the it depends on what you put under ethics. So we'll talk about that further.
Yeah, because just so you know, these financial disclosure statements, they're not confidential. The only thing that the law is the name of your minor children are the only thing that's redactable.
Right.
You know, but unfortunately, you know what? If you decide to come work for a public authority or to serve on the board of a public authority, it's just like, well, you know this because of your wife. There's no secrets about you because your wife reports everything to the state.
I'm just about everything. Depending upon the scope of the ethics committee,
yeah.
You may want to consider having a confidentiality agreement. Depends on the scope of what you're going to give them. If they are going to look into.
Well, let's put that as an item to discuss.
That may include harassment filings. It may include a lot of things. So.
Okay,
just
I see what you're saying.
Bearing in mind that let's be a little more broad in our scope.
Yeah, I see. I see what you're saying now. I do think that if they become a member of a committee, they're going to be subject to the fiduciary responsibilities that are set forth in the public offices law on the open meeting, especially because some things, you're right, we could go into executive session because ethics could be viewed of discipline, ethical violations that will be discussed in an executive session because there are provisions of the open meeting law that those things can be discussed in executive session, and they would bear a responsibility under the public officers law to keep those things confidential. So yeah, I absolutely agree what you're saying. I see what you're saying now.
On the issue of Commissioner Carney's suggestion of a staff attorney, I like the idea of having a staff attorney associated with this body, but I think my view would be that these are still three people from outside, and the staff attorney could serve as a staff assigned to a committee to be a guidance, mm-hmm. not a member, not one of the three. That's
right.
That's how I'd go. Commissioner?
Makes sense.
Okay.
Good.
On this one then, because it's new, I again move that we proceed to locate and then, once we've identified the appropriate persons, take steps to recommend to the board that the board appoint three members to this panel who then can be available to advise on any question put to them.
Let me ask you this, and this is something for you to discuss. Since there is going to be an overlap of what our ethic board does and the county ethic board, would you want the ethic board to maybe recommend someone to sit on as one of those three people? So there's kind of like a liaison between the two groups. So when there's something saying, well, this should be brought up to them, but that person could act as a liaison, I just throw that out there as a suggestion. So obviously your determination, or do you want three separate people that's just only focusing on this organization?
We can take another advisement. I don't think it should be a requirement.
Okay.
But I think from here that my motion is meant to, that we agree to recommend to the full board that members be appointed to the panel.
I'll second that.
Any discussion? Anyone? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried.
Adjournment?
I move to adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor?